Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Oh, look at him. Sweet
Oh,
thing. Woohoo!
hello.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. We've got our moderator, Tiffany, for
Hello.
laughs.
Yes. It's an amazing day. It's May 2nd. What is it? May 4th. May the 4th be with you. And then May 5th is Cinco de Mayo.
De Mayo. It's
Yeah.
also my parents' wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary to Dolores and Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, we should celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
With
probably
margaritas
there you go. Yeah, with Cinco
and
de Mayo, that's why it's on there, probably.
tacos. I think that would be a great idea. And I think we should carry that celebration on to Asheville, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
It
So that's
is.
great.
Yes, I finally got. I just now, just a little while ago, got my tickets for the flight. It dawned on me yesterday. I didn't have my flight tickets yet, and I'm like,
Are you kidding?
"Oh my God, that's like 2 weeks. I need to get this done." So I got it
I'm gonna hold gratitude that I made my plans with Monica, who is like me, and
done.
like we're like, okay, well, we got like 6 months to get this done, and it was done by the next day.
Yeah, my
It's
daughter is like that. Tiffany is wants to do it way ahead.
yeah. When Tiffany came to visit us, we had that all locked down pretty quick.
She's very good at that. And if she's joining on the trip, it will get done way ahead. It's just, she
See,
wasn't here to
Stephanie,
keep pushing
Tiffany,
me.
if you were going, she would have had her ticket. But
Yep, that's exactly what she's saying.
exactly. But you have it now.
Do.
Do you have a way to get home as well? You're good to get home. We're a little concerned.
Tickets there and back. It's round trip. I will get home.
Yes. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, what would you like everyone to do?
Want everybody, come on in, guys. It's so good to see you again. Come on in, tell us where you're from. Shine your light on your part of the grid. Super, super important. That is amplifying and strengthening and doing all kinds of things to the energetic grid that we've got. Each one of us is very, very important for that. So please do that. Even if you're coming in later, say where it is, because all of that, every time you do that, you're acknowledging your place and your light.
Yes, and we'd like that. Yeah. And let's
What
see,
do
if
you
you
want
guys want to comment and ask us questions, we would also like that. I'm in a weird foggy mood. I was like in a 3 hour conversation earlier. Now I'm kind of like, Earth to Tracy, come back, come back. If you guys would like to put comments in and ask us questions, one, if you want to ask questions, put Tiffany in capital letters because she is our moderator and she's the one that's going to be looking for those questions. Dress it up as much as you can, Princess
to schmooze
Tiffany. What's that?
You want to
Schmooze
schmooze
her. Yes. Yes. If your nose isn't brown by the time you're done, you didn't do it right. So get your questions in there. Tell us where you're from, all the good things. And if you are doing that on Facebook, please open it up to its full form wherever you're watching it and comment there because when you're commenting, when it's in the feed, we don't always get those comments. So make sure you're opening it up into its full form. Now, if you really want to make sure your comments are getting there, go to my YouTube page. Tracy Mahan, YouTube, go there, watch it live, comment. We'll get them. We'll get those comments. Julia and I have a very
right?
we have a very friendly competition about the YouTube, and last week it was pretty close. I'd say it was
Close, but you
50%
still
comfort on my side.
Yeah.
So, come on, guys. Let's get in there. We got notified that we were in the top 10 of Feed, is it FeedSpot?
Yeah, by FeedSpot, a top 10 metaphysical podcast. Isn't
Thank
that
you
cool? You
guys. Thank
that.
you, everyone.
Yes,
Everyone
that's
that's
so cool.
listening to our podcast, thank you. And we're really excited about that. So that's a big deal. We're going to
Is
celebrate it.
Yeah. That's one more step on the way to 1 million viewers for Tiffany to appear.
That's right, Tiffany. We're almost there. We're getting so close. Can we count all the viewers from all the shows
I
ever
think we
watched
should.
and see if we made it? Maybe that would work. All right. Share this around, you guys. Share it around. We got to get Tiffany live with us, video-wise, live video. All right. What else we got? The May energy, like I was saying, I didn't really research. I listened to a little bit yesterday morning of the astrology. And I have to tell you guys, this happens to me a lot where I'll put a post on my YouTube and the things that I'm saying in that post, then I'll go listen to the astrology and she's saying the same things. And I love it. And that's it. That is what happened. We are getting into some lighter energy. Now, I posted about us moving into a crystalline body. That our bodies are starting to get lighter and require different things from us, more sleep, more sun, more different kinds of foods, whatever it might be. And it just so happens, I'm listening to this yesterday and she's like, oh, we're shifting into a more crystalline body and we're going to require blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, it's like we're in each other's heads sometimes, but I love it when the astrology stuff matches the things that are coming in for me to share on my page as well. So we are shifting physically in our physical bodies. We are changing and our bodies are wanting us to do different things. Maybe you're feeling more like, you know, it is spring, maybe getting out, taking walks, doing different things. So listen
Listen
to your
to your
body. I love that. Speaking of being in each other's head, I love that. Anyway, so that is my update for the energy is pay attention. What does your body want? And listen to it. So there we go.
Very good. Nice.
I like it. Yeah. It's kind of fun because, you know, we've been told over the years these things were going to be happening and, you know, we were going to be making physical changes as well as these spiritual frequency changes and stuff. And now it's starting to happen. So
I
we're
know, and I think it's funny because I mean all these things they're happening now. They've been, mom wrote about, they've been prophesied for a long time, prophesized, and then mom was writing about them and everything, and everybody's, when is this going to happen? And now it's happening, all
happening.
these different things like you're saying, and then now our bodies are doing it. So, and but it's all funny. What's going on? Why is this happening? We've been waiting for this, guys. This is what we've been looking for. So
That's
here
right.
we go.
And all the craziness that's going on in the world, all around the world. Guess what? We've been waiting for that too. And we've been told that, you know, for things to change, something else has got to crumble and fall away so something new can come in. And so for people to just trust that we are on this path and we are, everything is in divine order. Yeah. That's what I'd like to say. I'd like to cheer some of you up there that I don't want to say have been negative on social media, but just kind of check in with yourself. Is what you're posting positive or uplifting? And don't worry, we're in divine order. Everything is in a good place. So there, I said it.
You did.
I ripped the Band-Aid off.
But we're at that place now. I think we gotta say it.
I think so too, because I found myself unfriending people because it's like, you know what? Every time I see your post, it's negative and it's not, it doesn't make me feel good when I look at it. And we really need to be careful about that. We need to stay in positive places. And if something is giving you that opposite feeling, you know, we're supposed to clear it out. And so I've unfriended a few people that just they just can't help themselves. You know, they just want to post negative things. And it's like, but everything has a positive side to it too. So yeah.
Absolutely. And it's your choice how you want to see something.
Yeah.
Free will.
Free will. Da 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 da. Okay. What do we got? Are we, oh, hello, Rocket.
But it's getting ready to rain. He's going back to a safe spot.
Oh, the safe spot.
Yeah, he's going to the safe spot.
We got wind over here, but it kind of feels good because the house got warm today. So
Had rain
felt good.
and rain and rain,
Oh,
thunderstorms. Rain, lots and lots of thunders, lots of rain. We are ready for this summer. I mean, we're
Yeah,
ready. We're getting lots
everything's
of
watered.
rain watered. Everything's, now we're ready for May because you get the April showers for the May flowers. We are
Yes.
ready. In abundance.
In abundance, let it rain. Oh my gosh. So are we ready for Tiffany
We
to
are.
let us know where everybody is from? All
Absolutely.
right. This is where Julia starts looking like popcorn.
Yep.
All right.
I'll go slow. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Can't pop. You're
It's the end of the popping cycle. Georgia, Spain, Brazil, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan, Montana, San Antonio, Texas, Portland, Oregon, Colorado, some more Australia, another Texas, Minnesota, Seattle, California, Oregon, Hillsboro, Oregon.
Oh,
Okay.
that's real close.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So we are getting notified that our live stream has been
Uh-oh.
cut off, but hopefully we're still being recorded, so we'll keep going and hopefully it'll get reconnected.
Yes,
But
we
yeah,
are.
it does appear that our live stream has disappeared on us, so.
That's why she was slowing down. I get it now.
Yeah, middle of a massive storm. Okay, well.
Was right after I said rain, rain, thunderstorms, right?
Man, you are such a manifester. Look at you.
We are great and powerful beings.
No. Yeah.
Oh, we just created it. No curse in here.
There's no curse, no curse.
Oh.
We're getting messages from our
It's like, how could you do this? We're gonna have a fun thing here, just
I
us.
know, we're just gonna have a little chat with all of us here with BBS Radio and
Well, gee, how are we gonna do this? Because we were going to rely heavily on questions. Did you
well,
see any questions?
did any come through?
Yeah, and actually the chat's still going. So even though
Oh.
it's the stream's down, the chat's still coming through. So
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, then we'll keep going.
yeah.
What are you doing, Tracy?
I'm letting them know we're having power problems. Did you already do that, Tiffany?
Oh, you want me to do that?
No, I'm doing it.
They figure it out. They've already said it.
Oh, they did see it.
Keep
Power
chatting. We are
outage.
having problems. That's beautiful, Tracy.
Oh, where'd the power part go? It didn't get in there. See, you guys
No, you
talked to me,
just
but I
said
was hiding.
we are having problems.
We're having problems. Let's see what happens. Maybe they'll keep chatting, or maybe
Well,
they'll
it only
see what
went
our
through on
problems are.
YouTube.
Oh
Yeah.
my goodness. Okay, so did you say there were questions? We can.
Yeah, we did have a couple questions.
Okay,
Let's
let's
do
go ahead
it.
and proceed.
Okay.
Get us down.
When faced with
So.
something, find the lemonade.
I'm not sure if you know much about this, but this is from Rose D. Tiffany, Princess of Fairy Cloud Land.
Yes, very good.
What can you tell about recent blackouts in Spain and Portugal? Will they be quite normal from now on? What do you think changed after it happened?
Oh, and I don't know anything about that. Have you heard anything about that, Tracy?
I know it
I didn't
happened.
even know that.
Of course, I've seen other people's predictions about why that happened. I haven't tuned into it myself, so I don't know. But I think, you know what? Let's talk about power outages a little bit because it kind of takes us out of our new world that we're in, where we're so dependent on the technology, you know? And so, and there's that 3 days of darkness prediction that's out there, and that could be that, we lose internet and power and whatnot for 3 days. it's
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw this. I saw something on Facebook. I don't know if it's real or not. You know, I don't know what to believe anymore on
Not
Facebook.
me
So,
either.
but there was something about, it wasn't a solar flare. It was a solar, and they said it's not a sunspot. It's not a shadow, but it was like something on the sun. It was like a hole, not a hole, but it was like a, anyway. But they said that was facing the Earth, and that was going to impact some things on Earth. But I'm not sure what time period. I mean, it was a few days ago that I saw it, so I assumed it was then, but I don't know if it goes for a while, but maybe it was something like that. They said it would have electromagnetic effects. So I was expecting to have more
Sense.
tech issues.
Yeah.
So,
Let's not manifest that. Let's not manifest
No, let's not manifest that.
that.
But I so I was just kind of watching,
I'm
but
just saying, you said rain, 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 and then the power
that's true.
went
True. Everything's connected. Everything is wonderful. Everything is working perfectly. Even the stream.
Yeah, and it's about to come back on live. One, two, three. Wouldn't that be fun if it came on right when I did that?
It's back.
It is. He just said it's back. Yay. Okay, so power outages. Yeah, we could look at that and think about what's a good strategy for people, because cell phones, all of that stuff would probably be down.
Well, I mean, I think it is like you were saying, you know, we rely so heavily on all the technology, and I think sometimes it can be a message. Maybe that country as a whole is just needing a break from everything, you know, being focused on it. I don't know. You know, that's an angle, that's an idea. Sometimes we need to remember what it was like before all of it. There's whole generations that have no idea. And maybe it's to kind of help you know that you have resources, you have faculties that you can use. You don't always have to rely on these things. And the world doesn't end if you lose power, if you lose some of these things. You can still function. You can still survive. I've had that happen several times, and it was always a fun experience to realize that I could do it. You know, I mean, I had. It was like that 2009 of the ice storm of 2009. We lost power for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Yeah. And it was in the winter. It was, you know, the house was very cold. I had used my fireplace for heat. I slept in the living room with the fireplace, so that was my heat. Had no power. Luckily it wasn't, it was warm enough, just warm enough. So think the roads you could get by on them. And so I could get to town. People in town, they got power after a few days. It was like right here where I was, 2 weeks. And so you could go in and get food, or you can have, like, I had some things and I had to, you know, groceries. And so you had to just kind of make do. But at least the restaurants in town were open, so I could go in and get that. You know, okay, down to basics, toilets are always an issue, right? You know? And so that's why they say fill the bathtub up with water. So that you can be prepared. I mean, this is like if you know something's going to happen. When you don't know, it's not there. But now, after if I know of any storm coming, I fill the bathtub so I have water to put in the toilet to flush it. But I didn't have that because we didn't have note. We had notice, but I didn't think about that. I went down to the creek. I mean, talk about pioneer woman. I went down to the creek and I had some like jugs, empty jugs, like milk jugs and stuff, and I filled them with water. I came back here and I took care of my toilets. We can do it. It was fun. It actually was. I got tired of it after a while, but it shows you to yourself that you can survive.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so we're bouncing back and forth on being on and off. So I hope you guys can address.
You're gonna hear what's important for you to hear.
It's going to pop in on every other
Yeah.
word or
It'll be
something.
interesting to see what show they get.
Exactly. It will be in the archives of the shows. All right. So, yeah. So, being in some form of prepared for the power outage, that's a great idea to fill the bathtub with water so that you can flush your toilets. I mean, like simple little things, having a case of water maybe on hand for drinking water. Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time, but
Long time.
there was some power outages over here that lasted a few days, And some people have generators and different
I would
things
say
like
I have a
that.
generator now. You do things after things like that you to prepare because it could happen again. You never know. And so these were my areas of greatest pain. I don't want to have that happen again.
And we're just keep checking. It's like things are bouncing around here, you guys. Like our screen keeps changing. And we're just like, are we still recording? We're still doing something. So we're going to keep going.
Gonna keep going. Yep.
Okay. So, Tiffany, do you have any other questions?
I do.
Yay.
This is from Deb. Sparkling Tiffany.
Love
Question. Is it true the soul spirit slash spirit leaves the body every night while the body sleeps? How can the body be alive without the soul slash spirit?
And that's a good question, because we think that we are the body and it's required to be in the body. The body is a living, breathing machine. Okay, basically it's a machine, and it's all alive and everything as long as the soul is in it. And you've got a good point there, and that's a good question, because when we die, the soul leaves and then the cells start dying and everything, all the body starts dying once that happens. But at night when we leave, it's our soul that leaves, the part that keeps us alive, that's still there. We're all connected. We're connected by
Yeah, it's like there's still a thread of connection there.
And that's the vital part, is we have that connection. If when we see when we die, that connection is severed, and then the body starts dying.
I love the questions. Like the reason I kind of chuckled is because I'm like, this just keeps happening. It's in the ethers. My next post on YouTube is going to be about dream walking and where do you go in your sleep state.
Love it. You guys
So
are
that's
fantastic picking up on her posts.
you guys are picking it up and I'm picking it up. I think it's in the ethers and we're all picking it up, right? It's that collective consciousness. We're all getting it. And so that's why I chuckled because I had the crystalline experience with astrology and now you guys are asking questions and I'm literally spent a couple hours today editing. So we'll see. It's not done yet, but
Cool.
it's coming. So that's fun. My understanding of it, and I did the threads of the universe, which is it just talks about how we're threaded to all these parts of ourselves, right? Like other lifetimes and soul self and all the things. And I think that's kind of the same, like when we leave our bodies, there's a thread to the body and leaving the body in at an exit point of that life. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think how mom described it, or how it was described, I think in between death and life, is that when you or when you're dying, then you going through that veil, you're going off and traveling, and you may be going, you're going to the spirit side, you're going to all these places, but you're not. It was something about the veil. So correct me if I'm wrong. I'm coming from a long time ago memory. But I feel like it's something to do with
There's a
that.
lot of content to fish through for that.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, that makes sense. So, okay, at this point, there's no
On
internet.
the internet. I am trying. It's, we'll give you the updates as it comes.
Yeah, this is what we know. Boop, 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 boop. So,
Any
Tiffany, is the chat still active?
No, it's not.
those were the okay, you don't have any more questions?
I can go to the bank
Okay. Perfect.
if you're ready for those.
Yeah.
This one we're gonna change it up from what these questions were. So this is from Donna. Don't ask me when they asked it. The most beloved Tiffany on high. Are any of the grays feminine? Recently experienced grays with a feminine energy holding my hand.
My experience, they don't tend to have Many of them don't have sexes, they're asexual. But I've had an encounter where I had, and this was really interesting. It was like a tall gray. It was in that dream state, and it was right after nursing school. I think I've talked about this before, where I had this meeting with this being, and I was like, on my way in the dream, I'm on my way to a nursing meeting or something in a house. But the way I'm seeing it is from above, and it's like hovering over, and then I see everybody going in, and so then I'm kind of beamed down. Hello, I'm writing on that. And as I'm going in, I see this being, and she, because it came across as a female, it's like she's in this nursing uniform. There's no hair, there's none of that, but it's like a nurse, and had that feminine feel. And I remember I was just so enamored with her, just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. This is so cool. And maybe the nursing uniform was so that I would not be afraid. I don't know. It was like I could relate to her because I was becoming a nurse. And so then I gave her a hug because I had to go in. I was like, I have to go into the meeting. I have to go in. That was my concern. And so I gave her a hug. And then I remember feeling her arm. I touched her skin and I went down her arm because I was like, I want to remember this. I've got to remember. And so I know that was more than just a dream because I still remember it. And
Yeah,
so,
very
but
well,
it
it appears.
definitely out as far as the looks, it was one gray's and they all look alike, or a thing, but I definitely felt like a feminine feel to it.
Yeah.
So.
So it looks like it's popping back up, just so we know here. We're getting the chat going again. So if you guys can hear us, get your questions in. We're still answering questions. So get your questions on there. Just in case we get cut off again, we're still recording and we'll answer those questions as many as we can. So anyways, the last question was about can grays be feminine? And yeah, Julia just told a real nice story. You're gonna have to catch it in the rerun. So but yeah, I agree. I think even when there's not like a appearance of a masculine or feminine energy, there's still the essence of that can still be present.
That's how they do everything is by frequency and vibrations. And so that makes sense. It's like they may have names, but they know each other by frequencies. So, that's how we're getting. If you do notice that it's hard to remember names necessarily, but you remember the feel of the person, remember their vibration. That's
Yeah.
what it's all about.
I think so. Yeah. Well, wonderful. We've seen you guys pop back on. That's great news. We're happy to be back live and we're getting the we're back up. All right.
Saying, are we
Oh,
back up?
let me refresh and see if I'm going to lose everyone's chats doing this, but I'm going to refresh and see if our yeah. Oh, okay. Perfect.
Back up. Okay.
Very good. All right. So,
We're still
okay.
here.
I think we answered the gray questions. So, do we want to, there is another gray thing out there that Julia and I were talking about, and that was can they be good, right? Is that what, like,
Yeah, I mean, there's some belief that they're bad. They're all bad, and you shouldn't mess with them. You shouldn't interact with them, and you definitely shouldn't have sessions and interact with them. And that's not been our experience at all. I know a mom, because if you read Custodians, she's describing all these different races. We can call them races because that's essentially what it is. If you look. Different races of grays, different races of all these different ones. It's like here on Earth, we have different races of beings, of human
yeah.
beings. So, and to say one thing about all of them is really, that's kind of down. I don't know, what would you call
We
that? It's
wouldn't
like
like to be identified with
by
just
one spokesperson.
one group of people. Yeah.
Right.
So.
But when I remember her talking, she was trying to get an understanding of why. Like people, when they're in that situation, like they've been visited. I don't like to say the word abducted, and that's their visitations. There's a reason that they're coming to you. It's your own kind. It's things that are happening there. This is all agreed upon. It's that other energy that creates these other scenarios and these other talking points is that it's all against your will, it's all fear, it's all see that's where that's
Yeah.
coming from. So, but if you understand that you're part of these groups and these are your people coming back to check on you, then that makes a lot more sense. And you agreed to all of this before you ever even came into the life. These are agreements that you made probably for going over many lifetimes, because
Yeah.
ETs don't, it's like the higher self, it's like they don't see the lot, you know, it's like, oh, this is ended, so that means it's all ended. No, this is a soul contract that keeps going no matter what experiences you're having in different lifetimes. So this is a whole other program. That's why it's done where you're not supposed to remember it, because it's not to be interfering with your conscious daily life. It's something that's going on in the background, we'll say. But what she was finding is, because people were like trying to understand, she was, mom was hearing all the flack about the grays, and so she was talking to them, okay, so what is everybody doing? And she would see the different roles, and what she started describing is, like I said, the little grays were very similar to our technicians. Like in a hospital, you have your lab techs, you have your different techs that come in. They have a very specific job, and they come in and they do that job and then they leave. They're not there to really interact. They're there to do their job and then they go. So you don't get a lot of emotion. And that's where these little beings, they don't have a lot of emotion. And that kind of maybe scares us a little bit, because we're used to
A
having
lot of
people,
emotion.
exactly, emotion, show something, but they're
Yeah.
just coming in, they're doing their job, and then it goes to someone else. And there are always other beings on these crafts that have these other roles that will be more interactive. They're the ones that are then telepathically communicating or doing things and helping you calm down and helping you understand what's going on. But you've got to get to that place of understanding. If you're just having a memory of something, that's your conscious mind coming in there and filling in all the blanks of fear. It's coming in full blast with fear. So you
Yeah.
really have to get into a scenario like a session where you can bypass that conscious mind and get to the true thing that happened, the true memory.
I was in a session, a QHHT session, and the grays came in, and they referred to themselves as the little medics, and they were the short ones that probably came up to maybe my elbow height, you know, and they were working on something. I can't remember what. It's been a few years, but yeah, they were the little medics is what they called themselves, and I've never forgot that. And they were busy, 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 did their thing, and then they left. And yeah, so just like what you were saying, I had that experience. So
There you go.
yeah. Okay. I think we got some more questions coming in. Are we ready with more questions?
Yeah,
Miss
absolutely.
Tiffany, Princess Cloud, Sky Girl.
Is
Spirit.
from Evelyn. Princess Tiffany, how is a soul born?
That's a deep
Oh, you want to get
question.
to the meaning of life?
Wow.
That's a deep question. Here's how mom described it, and I really love this. It's I think it's in our level two. It was in one of the older level two videos. But she would describe it, and it's in probably, I'm trying to think which book it might be in, but maybe Between Death and Life Again. But each one of us is a tiny spark. The soul is a tiny spark of light that comes from the source. So it's erupted and whatever, it breaks off from the source. We are coming directly from the source, and then that tiny spark of light goes from body to body to body to have these experiences. But that's the soul. The real you is a tiny spark of light. How it's created, the how? Yeah, exactly. That's where that was. That what's that song? This little light of mine. I'm
I
gonna
was gonna sing that when everybody was putting their place of, you know, origin. Where are you? I was gonna sing "This Little Light of Mine."
There we go.
We're in each other's heads again. That song, it wanted to come out.
Yeah, I mean, have you got any more about, I mean, that's all I've understood, is that it erupts out of the source, you know. So as
Yeah.
far as what actually, I mean, it's that
Well,
exact
I was talking
outline.
about the 3-hour conversation I had earlier that I'm still like, come back, come back. And in that conversation was who created me and who created that creation and who created that creation, and it's infinite. You could just keep doing that. And the truth of it is, we don't know. We don't know.
No, that.
We're speculating at best and doing our best to get an answer for that, but it doesn't take away from what we're in, right? Like, we're here to have an experience. We know that, and we're learning how our thoughts are creating those experiences, our belief systems, and all of that. And we're learning a lot, and it's an exciting time to be human because we've evolved to this point where we're starting to figure out this game of Clue and put all these pieces together. So I know that that's also part of why this question is cracked wide open, right? Like, it's obviously this is in the ethers too, because here it is again, something else I was talking about that's showing up. But let's enjoy what we're in, and that for right now, that kind of still remains a mystery. Like, what created the thing that created us, that and what created that thing, and all of
Yeah.
those creations.
Well, and we think that our source is it, but we have learned that there's sources beyond that source that created that source. So yeah, it goes and it goes and it goes. How far? I don't know. But really, does it matter?
No.
For
Are
our
you
existence
here?
experience, probably not.
I just say have fun with what you got going on right now in this and evolve it as much as you can, create with it. And the answers will all come. But maybe, yeah, I mean, if that's what was happening in the earlier conversation, is that that question was so consuming that it was robbing her of the experience, right? Like, it was taking the joy out of actually being here. And it was like, once we could get past wanting or needing to know that answer and just be in what you're in, be in this moment, this
Moment,
life.
be in the moment, like they
Yeah.
always say. Yeah,
Yeah. So then it got fun. Then we were having a good time. So
cool.
yeah. And it was good. Okay. Oh, princess in the sky. I'm going to try and flow a little better this time. Little goddess on the cloud. Do you have more for us? Oh, she's not answering. I didn't
Oh,
do it right.
she is.
Ding, ding, ding. Buzz, buzz.
Sure, I'll take it. So we're going to the question bank for this one.
Okay.
This is from Crystal. Tiffany Symphony Synchrony. Can't say
That's a
it.
mouthful.
Can we heal each other with intention and prayer without being trained in Reiki, but it would be just as effective?
100%. Yes.
Everything.
The trainings are remember is great remembering, right? Like, we already know how to do it all.
They're
So
just exactly. It's
it's
just
just
opening
a
up our.
trigger. Yeah, it's there to help remind us and to give us our processes and open us up to all of that again. But yeah, intention is what it's all about.
Every bit of it, and everything is energy. So know that, yeah, whatever intention you have out there, that's the energy that you're putting. So the best thing you can do for someone if they are having issues is not to worry about them, because that's the energy that you're giving them. Love them, send them healing, send them good things, have fun with them. That's what they get. They get all the good vibes and the healing energy.
Yeah,
See
exactly.
them healed. See them. Can we worry? We're seeing them in whatever illusion they're creating right now.
Absolutely. Good answer. Good answer. Okay. We're doing good. We got time for more questions.
And I remember somebody was asking me a question, and I can't remember what it was. And I was going to put it on our bank, and I didn't. And I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a good
Think
question.
you made a point. It's going to come to you.
It will.
Okay. Let it download. And in between there, goddess in the sky. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Tiffany.
Oh, you rang?
I kind of did.
I'm not ready for you. So I will just do a general kind of, I've seen a little bit of this, but I think we get this question like every week, but repeating numbers. If you're seeing lots of repeating numbers, or also maybe you're having situations where you're starting when you're alone, you have smells that you're smelling or seeing things. What could all of this mean?
You're losing your mind. No. You are definitely somebody's trying to get your attention, spirit guide, loved one, whatever it is. Then those messages, it's so fun to look that up and get the messages. You know, like if you start seeing hawks everywhere, go look up what is the meaning of
What
a
does that
hawk?
mean? Yeah.
And what else? The numbers, the repeating numbers. There's wonderful angel number sites online that you can get information and get messages. It's a really cool way for those on the other side to get us some messages. So, very good way
Yeah,
to
and
do that.
since that's a fun one because I've had that a few times, and it's like, okay, who is that? Because it's like it's out of nowhere. You're like, where is that spell coming from? It's not from here. So then you know, yeah, it's something, and usually it will remind you of someone else or you know of the person. What that sound
There's
was I just heard.
I heard it too. And weird sounds coming from the bathroom.
Exactly.
I've had recently taste. Like if I see a picture of something, I can smell it. And then it's like, wow, that's a sensory moment. And then it's like, oh, I can even taste this. This is interesting. And then it'll go away just about as quickly as it comes in. But it's been a new thing for me to get that taste. Like if somebody's talking about food or food is shown on TV or something or anything like that, somebody's posting a picture of food and it's like, that looks good. And then I'm like, oh, I feel like I could taste that. Interesting. So I'm having fun with that one. You guys let me know if any of that's coming through for you. You're getting the taste one.
That's really cool. I haven't. Sometimes you'll hear, sometimes I'll feel something, like it might be a brush, you know, like against my skin. That one doesn't happen very often. But the smell, sometimes it's a, it might be, my father smoked a pipe and he liked that cherry tobacco. So it'd be that very specific smell to that. Or cat meowing. No, and then, and sometimes I'll smell like flowers. And I'm not sure who that is because I, you know, but a lot of times they've said roses and things. That's definitely the spirit side, but it's usually somebody specific, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just this is the other side. So, or maybe I'm supposed to remember who was into flowers or smelled like flowers. Don't.
Well, yeah, for me that could be a couple of people. One of them being Saint Teresa.
Oh.
She's the patron saint of the rose. So if you smell roses, it's a sign that your prayers are coming or that they're being answered.
Oh, okay.
So if you smell roses, you guys, now you all know that could be Saint Teresa saying, "I heard you, and I'm going to get you what
Hey.
you're asking for." Or if you receive roses, it's kind of a fun saint to work with. And I grew up Catholic, so which probably a lot of you guys have. I noticed that's a theme with spiritual groups, a lot of Catholics in there. But
Mom called them reforming Catholics.
yeah, we're all reforming Catholics. And what's fun is, even though my name is Tracy, mom wanted to name me after Saint Teresa, and one of her friends named her daughter Teresa, so she went with Tracy instead. And then my grandma had sent me some stuff with Saint Teresa because, you know, that was the whole intention. And so that was kind of a theme through my life, is to get things
There you go.
about Saint Teresa. And when I looked at it, I realized I had the same birthday as her.
Are you kidding? Wow.
So I really feel connected to Saint Teresa and the roses and the prayers, and she was a big guide for me throughout my life. So when I smell roses or flowers, it makes me think of that. And
Yes.
then also one of my aunts that passed away shows me she's around by flowers. So, and that's something you guys can do. You got a loved one that's crossed over, you can ask them for signs like that. You know, show me pennies, show me feathers, show me
Yeah, I'll have to
flowers, a certain
learn to do
kind of flowers. You know, be specific maybe about the flower, but don't be difficult about it. You can't be like playing a certain song. Those are usually something they can do, but I tried doing the, hey, when you're around, throw $100 bill on the ground or something. Let me know you're there. And I have to say, I did do that. I did that with, I was like, instead of giving me a penny or a dime, could you just give me like a $50 bill? And I kid you not, the next person that I had a session with paid me with $50 bills. Saying they'll do it. They think they're funny.
They are.
I caught it though. I was like, oh, I know what happened.
That's
So
great.
yeah, it was funny. So anyways, we can have fun with the loved ones on the other side.
But yeah, and answer the question. It's messages from the other side, and always good. They're there. They're supporting. If they're happening a lot, they're trying to get your attention, trying to let you know it's all okay. It's not trying to get your attention like bad. It's just, we got you. You're doing great. It's that kind of thing. That's what those repeating numbers mean. I always like to see them as a hug from the other side.
I like that. All right. So ask for your hugs. Get your messages. All right, Miss Tiffany in the clouds in the little heavenly radio sky. What do you got for us?
This question is from Tyler. Tiffany, are we responsible for our ancestors' karma? The Bible says something about seven generations.
I think a lot of people are here helping with the ancestral karma, but I don't think you're responsible for it.
No, you might have come in. I mean, because we pick our, and I don't, I know a lot of people are really big into the ancestry and stuff like that, and ancestral line and dealing with all these things. And I have just never gotten anything enough. And I don't know why it kind of even irks me to think, oh, we're doing all these things. And it's like, and then I realized one day that, okay, so that if I'm sensitive to it, that means there's something I'm working on right there. Okay, bingo. But then it finally came to me, it's like, okay, we work on our own stuff. But our own stuff may be coming from the patterns that we have picked up from the ancestral line. And
Yeah.
so, but you work on you. Don't think that you're responsible for this thousands of years, ancestry. You do your stuff. You heal you. You take care of that. And by doing that, it ripples, psh, starts taking care of the others. But don't do it for that. Do it for you. And then that will happen. It's a side effect.
My understanding of that is, if we look at that karmic wheel, we created karma, we come back with these same soul groups and we keep doing that. And then the whole idea of the volunteers was all these people got stuck on this karmic wheel and they were never evolving out of it. And so we came here to help with that. And so, in the sense of, are we helping the ancestors? Yeah, just like what Julia was saying, we come into these certain families, these family groups. And I know a lot of you don't identify with your family groups. You're like, I in this family, it's
Yeah.
you just feel completely on the outside, and that's because you chose them to come in and help with whatever. So you came in and you experienced what you experienced, and then you got put on that spiritual path. And by the way, you were chosen or came here because you were most likely to succeed at this. So pat yourself on the back for that, because that is a big deal that you are here. And you are working on, like Julia was saying, the reason you're so traumatized by your family is because you took on so much, and then now you're on that journey of healing it, and it will heal it and help all of these souls that we love dearly. And we're all helping each other to move into a new way of existing so that we're not in this karmic debt wheel. Did I say that okay?
Absolutely, but make it about you. That's the biggest thing. I feel like sometimes we do this, oh, I gotta do this for you and you and you. And that's, it's like it's an escape mechanism. It's like that way I don't have to look at me and my stuff. I'm gonna look at all your stuff and I'm gonna take care of all of you. But no, it's you have to do you. That's the only one you can do. You can't do anybody else's stuff. You just do you. You can send good intentions, you can send love, but then they will do with that whatever they want. See, that's energy. You do you. That's the only person you have any control over. Your thoughts, your words, your beliefs, all those things. You work on you, and then that has a ripple effect out into people in your life now, as well as going through generations, through, because all time is simultaneous. So that's where it can bubble up and do all those wonderful things. You do you. Take that off your shoulders. You don't
It really does simplify it. It's like, yes, all the things, but just focus on you.
need that.
And everything else will get taken care of. You're here doing great work. You're here generating amazing energy. And you guys have big hearts. Like, you're just beautiful big hearts. And that's impacting the world in its own way.
Absolutely. And what I was feeling, that's why I was like doing this sort of thing, is like, you don't have to carry around all this baggage from all these people, all these generations. Let that go. It will release. It'll all take care of itself. So let that off. I'm feeling it, just don't do it. You don't have to do that. That's not your role. That is not what you're here for. Not at all. You are here to be an example
To
of
keep it
how you.
very, just keeping it very simple. If you're taking care of the things that are triggering you, you're automatically doing everything you came here to do. You,
Exactly.
like Julia says, do you. So, yeah.
You.
Do you. Yeah. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you feel better. Heal the parts that are a part of your journey, and it all works out. You've already figured it out in your higher self. You've already mapped it out. So trust what you're doing, because it's exactly you. Your higher self knew what it was doing when it planned it.
Exactly.
You're looking all over. Do we have time?
Well,
Maybe
we
one
haven't
more?
been given the warning. Oh, here we go. 3 minutes. Okay. Either a quick question or we can talk about the things that are coming up and where you can find everything.
Tiffany.
Well, I'll tell you the question. You tell me if it's short.
Okay.
This is from Elaine, Princess Tiffany of the Great Ether. If we leave a school after evolving, can we come back as a guide for another?
Yes.
All right, good answer. You now can talk about all the things.
Yeah, because we play all these different roles. We're doing that for each other. So as we progress, it could be then we'll come and help others that are still working on things that maybe we just finished, or that's another level, or it's just, yeah, we all help each other. We're always helping each other.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So the event coming up is Asheville. Do we want to throw that out there real quick to anyone that hasn't signed up for that yet?
Absolutely, because they're just, we're getting almost sold out. So we, a few tickets left if you want to go, May 23rd to 27th. And if you'll use the code 5D Love, you'll get $300 off the price that's on the website at qhhtofficial.com. And also, if you are interested in becoming a QHHT practitioner and helping people to understand who they are and what's going on, why they're here, all those good things, you can get a code from Tracy that will get you 10% off the price of that level one course.
That's right. If you put in the magic is real in the coupon code, the magic is real, all one word, that's going to get you 10% off of the level one QHHT practitioner course.
She's about to say companion. If you can find a companion course around you, if you are a practitioner, go to it. They're valuable, so valuable. They really help you.
100% do the companion class. Do it. And then, what else do we got?
Oh, we have our cruise, our
I'm
Iceland.
like, I know there's something. Sorry, Trina.
Yeah. We're going to be on a cruise around Iceland, the three of us and Trina Sharon. We'll be doing workshops. We'll be doing lots of fun things, like-minded people and just exploring what's there as well. Exploring, it's just going to be so much fun. We're going to play. We're going to do a lot of playing.
Brilliant. Yeah, 3 days of classes, six stops, six ports to stop at. Tiffany will be there live. You can actually see what she looks like in person. She really likes to be hugged, so come hug her. I may die after this show, so love you all. All right. I
And
think we
then
covered it.
finding you, how did they can find you?
You can find me at qhhtofficial.com and find a practitioner, or tracymahan.com. And you can come find me over there. And that's where you're going to find the information about Iceland. So go to tracymahan.com for that.
Absolutely.
So, okay,
Anyway,
we did it. High
I bet
five.
we did
Thank
it.
you, Tiffany. Any parting words, Tiffany?
Go in love.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ooh.
I
Very
can
nice.
imagine her doing like these
Exactly.
offerings.
Love you all. Thank you so much for being here and for waiting
Bye,
and
everyone.
being patient.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.